Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 3:20. I'm Lisa Dent. On the phone is Robert Bell, special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Chicago Division. How are you today?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing well. I'm glad to be with you and your listeners.
I think a lot of people saw that article about the snow forecast. And honestly, I'll tell you, Robert, I kind of thought like the whole big cocaine thing disappeared, you know, from the 80s into the 90s, and it wasn't as big as it once was. But that's my false thinking, because it's back, right?
It is back. And the abundance of cocaine probably was mitigated after the mid-90s. And cocaine is back, probably not at the levels of the 1980s, but it's back and back in a pretty big way.
Especially here in the Midwest and Chicago and the Chicagoland area in particular?
Yeah, that's right. And what's happened, I mean, there's always a lot here in Chicago area because it's such a hub, whether it be for legitimate commerce or illegitimate commerce. What seems to have happened in simple but I think accurate terms is that in Colombia and other South American countries, the eradication of the coca crops, the pressure has decreased, less eradication. And that means more cocaine, less political pressure on the traffickers in South America. And so anytime cartels get an opportunity to make more money, they're going to take that opportunity. And in many, many ways, the availability can then sometimes drive the market. And so that cocaine is production is up in South America. It's flowing through Central American countries into Mexico and then on up into the United States, including Chicago.
And are there cartel members, like a large number, that live among us in the Chicagoland area?
Yeah, others have described Chicago as almost a border city, if you will. And the reality there is that there are a lot of social ties, familial ties to Mexico, and the cartel and those cartel distribution cell networks, that infrastructure is very strong.
Now, a lot of the deaths that we're seeing, and boy, they're on the rise, say that they're involved, it's caused by a mixture of cocaine and fentanyl. So are they using the fentanyl to cut the cocaine?
You know, I'm so happy that you segued and transitioned into fentanyl, because that is my biggest concern. And yes, that is happening. Fentanyl is being purposefully adulterated or laced into cocaine supplies. And sometimes perhaps there might just be nothing more than some cross-contamination from using common lab apparatus, mixing apparatus. But what's going on there is to increase the number of addicted users. In many cases, what's happening is fentanyl is being added to the cocaine. The user has no idea. And what happens over a fairly short period of time is that that user who thinks they're just using cocaine is at the same time becoming addicted, physically addicted to fentanyl, a very strong synthetic opioid.
And
the second thing that's happening,
I just want to ask, are we talking about fentanyl that people are getting from doctor's offices, or is this all street fentanyl or stuff coming from China?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And it's all clandestinely made illicit fentanyl. And to your point, most of the precursor chemicals that are used to manufacture fentanyl are supplied by China or other Eastern Asia countries. Those chemicals make their way into Mexico, where they're then synthesized into fentanyl in super labs, large industrial-sized laboratories that can make multi-hundred kilogram quantities of fentanyl with each batch. And then that fentanyl in large number, high quantity, is being smuggled into the United States and marketed here. I wanted to fit in the other thing that's happening besides fentanyl being laced into powder cocaine is the pill problem, counterfeit pill problem, where many times people think they're buying a diverted, legitimate pharmaceutical pill from online or from a friend or on the street. And what's happening is, in reality, those pills are not pharmaceutically made in a legitimate lab. They're clandestinely made, and those are fake pills that have nothing in them but fentanyl. And with someone who thinks they're using cocaine and is not an opioid user, doesn't have a tolerance, unfortunately, with that cocaine or with the pills that have fentanyl, the user doesn't find out they were using fentanyl until it's too late. And many times, that's when the overdose deaths occur. And unfortunately, some new CDC data recently came out that shows that in the one-year period ending in November of 2021, almost 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses in that one-year period.
And we're seeing that some of that fentanyl, some drugs are coming right out of the medicine cabinet at grandma and grandpa's house or at your parents' house and then being distributed and sold by younger generations. So that's why what's happening Saturday is pretty important, right?
Yes, that is right. And now that's a separate problem where we're talking about the diversion of legitimate pharmaceutical painkillers onto the illicit market. And again, very dangerous. And that's how many kids or many other users do start out, just as you indicate, is find those leftover medicines in the medicine cabinets, and then they get misused, and then that can form an opioid addiction, or worse, cause overdose death. So we do have our 22nd National Take Back Initiative this Saturday.
And so we've got about 45 seconds left. This is Robert Bell. He's a special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement, the DEA, we all know it, the Chicago Division. So, you know, I know some people are listening thinking, well, then people shouldn't do drugs. If they die, they die, you know, but it's not necessarily people that we don't know, you know. These are family members, members of the community. So what can we do as non-drug users to try and put a stop to this or help those who have an addiction?
Well, the first thing, if we want to talk a little more about Take Back this weekend, is within a 50-mile radius of downtown Chicago, there are about 126 drop-off locations or sites. And your listeners could go to DEATakeBack.com, and identify the closest site to them. But it's so important that parents talk to their children, have the difficult conversations, and whether a parent thinks so or not, they're the biggest influence in their kids' lives. And those conversations need to take place, whether it has to do with abuse of illegal drugs or the misuse of pharmaceutical medicines.
Because it seems like one leads to the other, right?
They certainly can. That's what's happened and what got us into this bind. It's the misuse of pharmaceutical opioid painkillers, which segued into heroin. And now that's transitioned to fentanyl. And fentanyl is just so incredibly potent and dangerous that it's causing overdose deaths at unprecedented rates. So we're very concerned about that, and I'm really glad to get to talk with your listeners about that today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to have you back because the conversation needs to be ongoing. Robert Bell, special agent in charge of the DEA, the Chicago Division, on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve has the news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.